This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 988 or 911. It's almost the end of the year, which means it's time to start thinking about New Year's resolutions. Maybe you want to work on improving your mental health or your physical health this year. If you're anything like me, you start out really strong with your goals for the year, but by the end of January or February, I've pretty much all but given up. Why is this? Why do most of our New Year's resolutions fail? Often it's because we set unrealistic goals that lead to frustration and giving up. Today we're going to discuss something called habit stacking, which just may be the key to keeping those New Year's resolutions this year. Habit stacking is the idea that instead of trying to build a brand new routine from scratch, you attach a small, new habit onto something that you already do automatically. So think of your brain like a train. This train loves to run on the tracks that it's already built. Habit stacking is simply linking a new train car onto your already running track. So how could you use habit stacking to improve your mental health this year? Often when we think about improving our mental health, we think of really big changes like going to therapy and reducing our anxiety or being more mindful, and those are great things. But small, consistent actions can really help shift our mood and develop resilience. So how do we go about habit stacking? First, you want to make a list of things that you do every day, those things that are routine and automatic, like brushing your teeth in the morning, making your coffee, or turning off your alarm. Next, you need to define what new habit you want to start. So think through what are those small, meaningful habits that will support your goal of improved mental health. Things like practicing deep breathing, journaling, practicing gratitude, or taking a walk outside. And then lastly, you pair this new habit with a current one using this format. After I blank, whatever that automatic already established routine is, I will blank the new habit. So here's some examples of how this might work. After I turn my alarm off in the morning, I will take 3 deep breaths. After I start my coffee, I will name 3 things I'm grateful for today. After I brush my teeth, I will journal for 5 minutes. And so on. I think you'll find after some time that practicing habit stacking will lead to improvements in your overall mental health and will help you work toward and keep those New Year's resolutions. And finally, you might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, and someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your care coach. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.